America tonight, it is sad to say, as a nation is slipping over the brink of the cracks and the crevices of the heinousness of hell, nobody's reaching out a hand to save them. Why are they there? What was worth going to hell for?
As I lie awake inside of this room, I feel you all around me.
You say, well, I just don't believe in hell, Brother Rod. I don't believe in hell. You are bound by the very Spirit of God under the sound of my voice tonight to have a revelation of hell and know. Without the blood of Christ, you're as sure for it as if you were already there. Say, Pastor, you're too hard. I'd rather be hard now than have you stand in the judgment with your blood dripping through my hands and you point your finger at me and say, you never told me. America, God gave me this opportunity and I'm here to tell you, you're on your way to hell, but wait a minute, there's hope. There's still a rock of safety. There's still a city. City of refuge, there's still a cross that bleeds and a king that redeems. Shout his name, Jesus.
In the arms of mysterious eternity, there's the feeling of believing what we cannot see. In the arms of mysterious eternity, Spirit, speak to me. In the arms of mysterious eternity,
Catholics will say, and I love you, I love you, but they'll say, we kept the catechism, and God will say, but have you been to the cross? Jews, God loved them. The chosen people of God, they'll say, we kept the law of Moses, but Jesus will say, have you been to the cross? Thousands of Iranians dying in the name of the Ayatollah and promised paradise for their suffering, sacrificial, suicidal death. The moment their eyes open in eternity, they are swallowed in a lake of fire in the abyss of the doomed and the damned, and their eyes come open. It's too late. For his soul. Let's just look around tonight. See if we can find a few things they might give. Here, I got it. World Harvest Church. This certifies that Rod Parsley has been received into the membership of World Harvest Church. I got it. And at the White Throne Judgment, they'll pull them out of their coats. And they'll say, here, I win every third Sunday. Here, every now and then they told me, say, shake my hand, come over, shake my hand, come and eat tea and crumpets. But you know what Jesus will say? Hear me tonight. You know what Jesus will say? He'll say, depart from me. I don't care what church you belong to. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about a relationship with the Son of the living God. I didn't ask you, were you saved? I ask you, are you saved? Right now, tonight.
I cherish all you've given me. I hold to what I believe. I'm nothing without what I see. I couldn't breathe. This water fills inside of me. This love gave me sight to see. This pain is my suffering.
This is my suffering.
For you I bleed. This blood runs thick inside these walls. This suffering comes from these wounds. As they drive.
You will cross it. Carry a cross on every shoulder. You can keep all the catechism. You can keep all the rules. But the book says you must be born again. I'll tell you, William Booth said the problem with the 20th century church will be we have decisions without conversions. I'm asking you tonight, are your sins washed away? I'm asking you tonight, have you passed from death to life? I'm asking you, have you been under the crimson flood? Are your sins washed away in the blood of the Lamb? That's what I'm asking you tonight.
Inside these walls, this suffering comes from these wounds. As they drive another
every Sunday morning, shout and dance and jump a pew, and inside your heart be as cold as yesterday's ashes, and you have no relationship with Christ. I'm telling you tonight, hey, you'll end up in hell if you trust in the arm of the flesh. You can't trust religion. Do you know him? Do you love him? Is he Lord? Is he Christ? Is he King? Is he your Father? Is he your guide? Do you think about him when you wake up in the morning? Do you worship him when you lay down at night? All the day long, is there a bell ringing in your soul and a song in your heart? Tired of religion, I could die. Why don't you? Why don't you die to religion? Why don't you die to your will? Why don't you die to your way? Why don't you bow your knee to Jesus and say, God, I can't save myself. The works of the flesh won't do it for me. I've gone to the catechism. I've kept the rules, but I keep falling short. I'll tell you what you need. You need grace. You need acceptance. You need the Father to wash your sins away, and he will if you'll just ask him tonight.